This lesson tonight is simply called The Rest of God. And certainly after this past week, that concept of rest has kind of taken on new meanings to many people. If you would ask people, you know, what picture they would conjure up when they think of the word rest, you might get a number of different images. To some, it's simply not working or not laboring. To others, it's not having to put up with the daily grind or drudgery of life. Others think of not being disturbed or agitated, no fretting or fuming due to things that are happening in the world. But what does rest mean to the child of God? And I thought of four different things that I think fit in with the idea of what it means to have rest when you're a child of God. The first, I want to go back to the Old Testament in Joshua chapter 11, verse 23, and see how it's used in that particular